Out on ice-covered Black Lake, anglers cut holes in the ice, wheel out shacks, and tie up spears. They're preparing to go after what nearly everyone here calls a fish as old as the dinosaurs. The lake sturgeon is an ancient bottom feeder that can grow up to more than 7 feet long and live to the ripe age of 55 years old.
I speared for years and years. This is my new shack.
Sean McDonald is cutting a 3-by-5-foot hole in the ice, pushing the 20-inch blade all the way to the hilt. He says he's come out to ice fish since he was a kid and now brings his own 3 children.
I have a daughter also, and they all come out here. They all like to spend a lot of time on the ice and see the fish go through the hole. They enjoy it.
McDonald says he hasn't caught a sturgeon yet, but this may be his year. In 1997, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources raised the alarm after lake sturgeon populations in the Great Lakes dipped from 1,600 to just over 500.
Early on, it was a lottery for every fish available to harvest.
Dave Borgeson is the Northern Lake Huron Unit Supervisor for the DNR and oversees the lake sturgeon fishing season. He says since then, the state instituted strict quotas on how many fish can be taken from the lake.
Back then it was 5. We allowed 5 people on the ice. It really got tedious. Sometimes the season lasted for a couple weeks.
Borgeson says now the DNR allows as many people on the ice as want to join. This year, more than 400 people are registered, and that's shortened the season significantly. Last year, the season ended in just over an hour. And Borgeson says the restricted season seems to have worked. Lake sturgeon populations are now estimated at 1,200 fish, 1.2% of which can be taken each year, half of them for the tribe and half for this public fishing season.
Overall, it's 14 fish, so they get 7, we get 7. But for us, with this unlimited participation, we try to build in a buffer.
A buffer, Borgeson says, because some 20 DNR officials have to shut down the fishing season quickly once the allowable number of fish are caught. With a 10,000-acre lake and over 400 fishermen and women, that can be difficult.
We've got volunteers with cannons, and we've got air horns and stuff to shut it down.
Anglers get to their shacks early Saturday morning, somewhere between 6 and 7:30, a gray light just beginning to poke through the clouds. Half a mile from where Sean McDonald and his 3 kids have set up their shack, a group of friends are crammed into a 30-foot fishing shanty, aptly named the 30-footer. Chad Mushlock is from Sheboygan and says the lake sturgeon season has become a tradition amongst his friends.
We're going to try fishing in a group as the 30-footer with a lot of peeled eyes. We need them this morning. That's what brings us here.
Mushlock says he has a simple strategy for sturgeon fishing.
See one? Stick them.
As 8 o'clock rolls around, Mushlock and his friends climb into the shack, ready their spears, and turn out the lights. It takes a moment for their eyes to adjust, a soft light emanating up from the hole in the ice. The minutes begin to tick by, and other fishermen call in to taunt each other over the radio.
How's your visibility, long boy?
Within the first 20 minutes, 2 sturgeon are called in over the radio.
They're on the ice. One came out of the state park down there.
Of course it is.
The shanty gets antsy, and someone puts on Steve Earle's Copperhead Road.
Come on, Steve Earle, draw them in for me, buddy.
Across the lake, some are having more luck than Mushlock and his friends. Travis Merchant, a Sheboygan native, spears the 4th fish of the day, a 70-inch sturgeon weighing just under 100 pounds. It will be the biggest catch of the day. When I catch up with them, Mackenzie Durhammer, Merchant's girlfriend, gleefully recalls the moment they pulled the fish out of the lake.
I've never been out sturgeon fishing before, so it was like crazy. I was shaking like crazy, and it was exciting though. I'm excited for him.
The calls continue to come in, and at 10:23, the DNR calls the season at 6 fish in just under 2.5 hours. Dave Borgeson with the DNR says it was lucky that they did. One more fish was called in just after the season ended.
This is why we have a harvest limit of 6.
Yeah.
Just because that many people on the ice, there's a chance you can't shut it down immediately.
Borgeson says this was the highest participation the DNR has seen in a season.
Sturgeon, for whatever reason, once people see him or get involved with him, they love him. It's just a big, big lovable beast that folks gravitate to. And it's nice to see the interest.
With any luck, Borgeson says, that interest will help keep the prehistoric beast alive for generations to come. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.